You'll hear five short extracts in which teenagers are remembering the day they met their best friend for the first time. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H how each speaker felt on that day. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
My best friend's Alice. I met her the day we moved into the flat next door to hers. Alice's mum sent her round to see if we needed any help. My mum was a bit worried because there was stuff all over the place, but she did think it was nice that our new neighbours were welcoming and seemed keen to find out if we were settling in okay. Anyway, Alice and I were just having a chat when we noticed her cat strolling into our house and making itself at home. We couldn't help laughing about it, and right then we knew we were going to get along.
Speaker 2.
My best friend's Jake, and we're in the same class at school. We met on our first day there, which was great because I'd been worried that I might not make any friends. It was brilliant when Jake asked if I'd like to go round to his place after school. That was 4 years ago, and we've been inseparable ever since. We've recently got into tennis, so we spend a lot of time practicing and we go to tournaments most weekends. We always seem to find the same things funny too. Jake says it's a shame we didn't meet at primary school, really, and I agree.
Speaker 3.
Maria's definitely my best friend. My mum met her mum at work and they had a lot in common, so mum invited the whole family over. I was really interested to see what Maria was like. I'd just got a new computer game that I thought she'd enjoy playing, so it was a real letdown when she wouldn't even give it a try. She made it clear that she wasn't into computer games and suggested watching a film instead. Mum said Maria was the guest, so I had to put up with it. I wasn't too pleased about that, so our first meeting was a bit awkward. Fortunately, things have looked up since then.
Speaker 4.
Ben moved into the empty flat next to ours 3 years ago. I was dying to know who'd be living next door, hoping there'd be someone my age. I stood at the window watching as our new neighbours unloaded their stuff from the removal van. I felt a bit uncomfortable when Ben caught sight of me watching him, but it was great to see that he was carrying in a games console identical to mine. I went out to introduce myself. Ben told me he'd been a bit scared about going to a new school and was relieved to discover I was going there too. We've been best friends ever since.
Speaker 5.
Emily's my cousin, but she's also my best friend. I didn't meet her till I was 12, which may seem a bit unusual, but that was because she'd been living in Japan up till then. I was a bit concerned about meeting her and wasn't sure I wanted to, because I couldn't imagine why she'd be interested in someone like me. But I was keen to find out about everything she'd done before coming to the UK, and we hit it off straight away. She's really good fun, and always makes me laugh when we're out together. Actually, we feel a bit put out if we go too long without seeing each other.
Now you'll hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
My best friend's Alice. I met her the day we moved into the flat next door to hers. Alice's mum sent her round to see if we needed any help. My mum was a bit worried because there was stuff all over the place, but she did think it was nice that our new neighbours were welcoming and seemed keen to find out if we were settling in okay. Anyway, Alice and I were just having a chat when we noticed her cat strolling into our house and making itself at home. We couldn't help laughing about it, and right then we knew we were going to get along.
Speaker 2.
My best friend's Jake, and we're in the same class at school. We met on our first day there, which was great because I'd been worried that I might not make any friends. It was brilliant when Jake asked if I'd like to go round to his place after school. That was 4 years ago, and we've been inseparable ever since. We've recently got into tennis, so we spend a lot of time practicing, and we go to tournaments most weekends. We always seem to find the same things funny, too. Jake says it's a shame we didn't meet at primary school, really, and I agree.
Speaker 3.
Maria's definitely my best friend. My mum met her mum at work, and they had a lot in common, so mum invited the whole family over. I was really interested to see what Maria was like. I'd just got a new computer game that I thought she'd enjoy playing, so it was a real letdown when she wouldn't even give it a try. She made it clear that she wasn't into computer games and suggested watching a film instead. Mum said Maria was the guest, so I had to put up with it. I wasn't too pleased about that, so our first meeting was a bit awkward. Fortunately, things have looked up since then.
Speaker 4.
Ben moved into the empty flat next to ours 3 years ago. I was dying to know who'd be living next door, hoping there'd be someone my age. I stood at the window watching as our new neighbours unloaded their stuff from the removal van. I felt a bit uncomfortable when Ben caught sight of me watching him, but it was great to see that he was carrying in a games console identical to mine. I went out to introduce myself. Ben told me he'd been a bit scared about going to a new school and was relieved to discover I was going there too. We've been best friends ever since.
Speaker 5.
Emily's my cousin, but she's also my best friend. I didn't meet her till I was 12, which may seem a bit unusual, but that was because she'd been living in Japan up till then. I was a bit concerned about meeting her and wasn't sure I wanted to, because I couldn't imagine why she'd be interested in someone like me. But I was keen to find out about everything she'd done before coming to the UK, and we hit it off straight away. She's really good fun and always makes me laugh when we're out together. Actually, we feel a bit put out if we go too long without seeing each other.
That's the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4.